I know it's a result of hard work from all the local candidates. The key thing with these elections is they're all individual local fights, people standing up for the communities they're representing or seeking to represent, and it's good to see that rewarded. So I'm very pleased indeed with the results today.
And what about sort of the national picture as well? What's your
question? Well, I've been very involved in some of the local stuff today. I haven't caught up with all of the national story. The headlines seem to be Scotland and the Conservative Party coming back in Scotland. I know we've had some very vigorous representation here. Ruth Davidson's been leading a great campaign up there. So pleased to see that progress. You know, as somebody who believes very strongly in our United Kingdom as much stronger together, it's good to see a Conservative voice, a Unionist voice, north of the border. Nationally, I think we'll start to see some of the news coming out of London a bit later on today. That obviously matters as well. Don't know what's going to happen there, but fingers crossed for my colleague, Zach Goldsmith. But overall, it doesn't seem to have been huge changes across the councils of England. And that's quite an interesting point, actually, because there's been a lot of fights, you know, big battles, and when the dust settles, there'll be quite a lot of analysis, I think, before we can really draw too many conclusions. But it seems to be good progress locally, status quo nationally, nice to see some change in Scotland.
And what do you make of the turnout? It was around about sort of 37%.
Well, I want to see turnouts go up. I think the more people that participate, the better it is. And more engaged citizens, either through community groups or through getting involved on local issues or participating in elections, the stronger our community is. So I think, okay, it's fairly standard, but I would hope we actually can do better than that. And I think that's too low, really.